Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in Iowa last night praising Republican lawmakers for passing his new budget.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right.
The president also announcing the kickoff to events surrounding the 250th birthday of the nation that will be celebrated 1 year from today. There will be a budget bill signing in Washington later today, complete with a B-2 bomber flyover. Russia launching one of its largest drone and missile strikes of the war on Ukraine. The move coming hours after Vladimir Putin got off the phone with President Trump, who says he is very disappointed in Putin. The president saying last night that he would be talking with Ukrainian President Zelensky later today. Three people in New Jersey were killed overnight when severe thunderstorms rolled through the Northeast. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a 3-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know what I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And you just, we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And, a couple calls went against us, and that's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers' bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, happy 4th of July. We have a specially curated Matinair on air for you, but Free Ticket Fridays is happening. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July as you're celebrating independence, like many Americans do, where that's cooking out, the fireworks, all that kind of stuff, family, friends. We're remembering the men and women who served our country with a special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's Operation Song. This is a group that the morning show got to know a little bit well about 7 months ago or so, six, 7 months ago. We had Operation Song on. We were able to debut a song that was written for a veteran and their story. And it touched us so much that a couple of weeks ago, we were lucky enough to have John Foti and AJ Cross, a singer-songwriter with Operation Song, come in and perform live a song entitled Welcome Home on the show. And it was so touching that after that performance, John and I and Jennifer and John Mino and Jim Schmidt said, let's do a 3-hour special on the 4th of July. We are joined today from Nashville with the CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, and also the executive director of veteran engagement with Operation Song, Mike Beyer, is here. John, Mike, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having us.
This is kind of cool. I've never had a chance. So, because we're a talk station, right? And every once in a while on Fridays, we play a little music. But to actually do a special that is not only music, not only patriotic music, but actually tells the stories is pretty special. So thanks for agreeing to do this. John, I want to start off with you because I had a chance to meet you just a few weeks ago. You were on the Mino and the Mayor show with AJ Cross and featured a little song. And we got to know more about Operation Song. John, give me a little of your background and a little bit of the background of Operation Song, if you would.
Yeah, so I am a Army veteran. I was in the Army as a helicopter pilot from 2012 to 2018, and I was unfortunately medically discharged at the age of 27 with type 1 diabetes, and that was kind of my introduction to the veterans community. After I got out of the Army, I tried a few things, but eventually found myself in love with nonprofit work, specifically the opportunity to serve and continue to serve my peers, but just not in uniform anymore through the veterans nonprofit community. And it's through that that I networked with Operation Song and fell in love with the mission and vision and started here in January with the team in order to help grow and serve more veterans nationwide. Operation Song's vision is to be able to tell the story of every veteran to every American, and that includes military personnel and their families. And our founder, Bob Regan, in 2012, doing Armed Forces tours, learned that veterans have incredible stories to tell. And Bob Regan, at that point, was an incredible, you know, award-winning and nominated songwriter in Nashville. Had written several number one hits, you know, tons of top chart hits. And he started dedicating his own personal time and money into Operation Song as the founder in order to tell veteran stories. And the experience is extremely cathartic and powerful, but it's also very important for Americans to know and understand the sacrifice of veterans and their families. And that's what's really great about, you know, our partnership with you guys being able to be on the show is because, of course, we're always looking to serve more veterans. But we also have a responsibility to try and share those stories with more Americans so that they don't forget the sacrifice of veterans and their families.
as someone who has not been in the military, and you know, obviously my father was in the Korean War and all that kind of stuff. So, but he never talked about it. So I never really had a one-on-one with a veteran who actually went through anything like that. And so joining the Mino and the Mayor program was my first shot at hearing these stories one-on-one from veterans and realizing how different life is for them. Even being back now and being reacclimated to, you know, quote unquote civilian life. I'm not sure that you ever necessarily get there according to the stories I've heard, but those stories have been just eye-opening for me. I can never 100% truly understand what it's like to serve and be in combat and all of that kind of stuff. But when you hear those personal stories, it just means so much. And for me, Operation Song has been a way to hear more stories of more veterans in a very unique way. So I think it's outstanding.
Yeah. And that's the mission of Operation Song. Operation Song's mission is to empower veterans, military personnel, and their families through the power in the process of songwriting. And so veterans like your father, right, they in the past might not have had a platform to be able to share their story. And, you know, Mike is our executive director of veteran engagement has said this to me. Bob Regan, our founder, has said this to me that, you know, there's things veterans will put in a song that they won't just tell their family. Right. And that's the power of music. That's the power of songwriting. And that's what Operation Song really aims to do nationwide.
Mike, can you share a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Operation Song?
Yeah, absolutely. I served for 21 years in the Army, 14 of those years with the 101st Airborne, just up the road here from Nashville. And I came back from Afghanistan and was going through retirement myself. And I had been invited to a retreat here in Nashville by Bob Regan, and didn't have any clue about songwriting. And you know, I thought Toby Keith and all those guys wrote all their own songs. I didn't know these heroes, you know, such as songwriters existed. And so I got paired with two really great guys that day, Travis Meadows and Mark Beeson, and, you know, sat down. It was really easy. They said, "Hey, just tell me about yourself." And so, you know, I still a little skeptical. I gave them my elevator pitch of my 21 years and mentioned that, you know, I'd just gotten back from my son's graduation from basic training, and they picked up on that. And I kind of just told that story, how that was since I was retiring, that was the very last time that I wore my uniform, was standing there with my son. And, you know, they could tell that was something really important to me. So the whole time Travis is writing down every single word I'm saying, word for word, you know. In the span of about 45 minutes, he picks up a guitar and starts singing this song back to me. It's about me and my son. And it was such an incredible experience. That was back in 2013. But it was such an incredible experience that it really helped me process a lot of things and work through a struggling, you know, a time that I really struggled with. And, you know, for veterans, one thing that Operation Song does, and I've said this to veterans a lot, is that we can sit around and feel sorry for ourselves, and we can sit around and let these things continue to beat us. But one, we were never trained to be defeated. We were trained to win in combat, and that correlates over into life experience as well. And sometimes we think that the life that we lived then was just this amazing thing where we got to deploy all across the world and have these adventures and blow stuff up and do all this cool stuff. And we sometimes think, man, how can we top that? You know, we think that's the pinnacle of our life. And the truth is, it doesn't have to be. You know, the truth is, we just got to write another chapter. You know, and Operation Song is really an integral part of that. We help them not only process through some of the things that they may be struggling with from that previous chapter, but we give them a little bit of hope and incorporate that into the song. And we've seen for a lot of veterans that come through there, and I included, it turned my life around, and it gave me hope. It gave me purpose again. And I've been with the organization pretty much from the beginning. And so it's amazing to see the transformation that it makes in veterans' lives and in their families' lives, because these songs are not just for the veterans. They're a gift to these families, because just as we were talking a minute ago, just like your dad, you know, he didn't talk about these things, you know, and maybe he didn't have that platform, but Operation Song allows them that, and it gives that gift of that story of knowing your family member better through a song.
And that is why we're here today to feature some of these songs and tell some of these stories. We're going to start off with a song we actually just performed live a couple of weeks ago on Mino and the Mayor. AJ Cross and Mark Bonavets actually wrote this song. It's called Welcome Home. Mark is a retired Army veteran. The song honors and tells the story of Mark's grandfather, who served in World War II, and his father, who was a Vietnam veteran.
Just a kid flying overseas, not knowing about the man he'd be, learning about the fear of the unknown. As quick as it became so real, from boot camp to the battlefield, they never taught you how to let it go. They signed you out and sent you home. And everyone thinks they know when they say, welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around you now, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Sometimes it's not what you hoped, what to do, where to go, living in an empty rat race town. 'Cause back home no one's got your six, the kind of trust that don't exist unless you're with your brothers downrange going loud. Welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around you now, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Town big parade. Oh, but your brother came home as a folded up flag. Welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around you now, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home.
Welcome home, AJ Cross, Mark Bonavets, right here on Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. A very special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July. Glad to have John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, with us today. We've got more information about Operation Song, a little bit about John and Mike's story, and then we're going to feature a lot more music this morning on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, back in just a bit. It's also a free ticket Friday on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's your chance to win a four-pack of Brew Crew tickets for next Friday, July 11th, taking on Washington at AmFam Field. And here's how you can win. The keyword this morning is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. So download the Civic Media app. Get that in the Apple or Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword holiday to be entered in this statewide contest. Once again, this morning's keyword is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Get the app, choose the station, WISS or WGBW, and text that word in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win. Then your next chance to win is coming up after 9 o'clock with Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. It's a free ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market. Sip, shop, sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean Taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to this July 4th edition of the show. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. Operation Song. We are featuring a ton of great songs today. These songs are written by singer-songwriters who take the story of our veterans and turn them into words and music. And I'm telling you, everyone that I've heard so far has blown me away and usually caused me to shed a few tears. I won't lie about that. I want to start this segment off. And by the way, we'll speak more with John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, in just a bit. But first, I wanted to play another song. This one's actually called Good Pilot, Good Co-Pilot, and it's written by Steve Williams and Richard Stroud. Richard is a World War II and Korea veteran. He landed a single-engine aircraft on a carrier in the middle of a hurricane. And this is the story that came out of that. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
How do you fly a Piper Cub? You're 15, not old enough. Speed down the runway, lift her up. Is that how you do it? How'd you join? Where did you sign? Lay your life on the line. You turned 17, never looked behind. Like nothing to it. One day you're South Pacific bound, machine gunner. Next day you're racing through the clouds. Kinda makes me wonder, how do you live to be 93? Fight two wars, make it home alive in one piece. You say you started with a dream, out of plane, silver wings, 18 months of learning how to fly. Oh, but anyway, the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot. How'd you land that Navy plane on a carrier in a hurricane? 40-foot waves, that's insane. More than just a time or two. Without him, you wouldn't have survived. I guess anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot. When they wave you off for the last six times, you're lucky seven. Nine cables down, you hit number nine. Thank God in heaven, how do you live to be 93? Fight two wars, make it home alive in one piece. Say you had a helping hand, your plane only seats one man. You just smile and point a little higher. Say anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot. You know anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot.
Williams and Richard Stroud, good co-pilot on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS. Special edition of the show today, again featuring folks from Operation Song, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, who's the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, you have actually, you mentioned earlier, you had a song written and recorded and produced about your story. I listen to these songs and I am deeply touched by them. My question to you is, when you first heard your song, how did you react? What were the emotions you were feeling?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, that was still such an emotional time for me. One, I was, you know, I was getting out of the military and I'm thinking, man, there, what, that was my life. That was my existence. And I didn't want my son to join. I wanted him to have an easier life. You know, I didn't want to see him do the things I've done. And but that's what he wanted to do. So we fought up till the day he left for basic training about that. And but when that song, when he played that song back to me, and it was my words, and you know, he just put it into the structure of a song, it really kind of became for me like that passing of the torch moment. And I viewed that time with my son as the last time I wore my uniform. I viewed that as my retirement ceremony. And I broke down. I was in tears. I sent the song to my son right after he was stationed down at Fort Hood, and he was with his soldiers, and he he calls me up and he says, well, thanks a lot, Dad. And I was like, what, you didn't like the song? He goes, no, I love the song. He goes, but you made me cry in front of all my soldiers, you know? You know, we march around on the parade field to different calls from the band and the bugle, you know, so why not use music to help us heal and help us process, you know?
Do you have an idea of how many veterans you've served in this way already?
So I think that would be, that'd be the best question for Mike in terms of, you know, because he's of course been here for many of those songs. And so we've surely impacted thousands of veterans and their families.
All right, Mike, I want to hear your perspective on this as well. We're going to take a quick break here on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Very special program today. Very great music we're featuring and more of that music. More conversation with John Foti and Mike Beyer from Operation Song. Still to come on Mino and the Mayor. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday morning. Lonnie Holthaus joins us, and he's been on a dairy education campaign. He's a dairy farmer himself, so he knows the cows, but what he didn't know was they were producing unique milk. We're talking about A2 milk, which is friendly to people with digestive issues consuming dairy. His biggest challenge today is trying to reach consumers that avoid the dairy showcase altogether because of their previous physical discomfort.
When we do demos at cheese places like Pyvee and Woodman's and Vern's Cheese, the people that walk up to us are people who already can have cheese. The ones that walk away from us and avoid us, they're the ones I need to be talking to. And I put a seminar on for a big grocery chain in Minneapolis. And I told them, I said, every person that walks through that front door that can't have cheese is not walking to the dairy case. And you're missing out on 50% of your customers, because they have no reason to go there because they don't think they can have anything.
The cow herd is genetically tested and bred to produce A2 protein milk. Lonnie Holthaus doesn't believe it's going to be a big market, but it does provide financial opportunities for smaller dairies that can work within this niche. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Stick around with us for markets next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Thursday morning from Chicago, cash corn is up 4¾ cents at 422¾. December new crop corn trading a nickel and a half higher at 439 a bushel. Cash soybeans are up 2¼ cents at 1055¾. And November new crop beans are up ¢0.75 at 1049¾. New crop wheat is up 0.75 cents at 564¾. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading 10 cents higher at 1834 a hundredweight. September milk is down 10 cents at 1883. Markets are closed tomorrow for the 4th of July holiday. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Happy 4th of July from Mino and the Mayor. John and Jim, of course, off today, but they're wishing you a great day, whether you've got time planned with family and friends, some fireworks, cookout, all that good stuff. We're remembering the men and women who have served our country with a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor. This is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song, and we're featuring the songs that the organization Operation Song have created. It's created this with great singers and songwriters telling the stories of actual veterans. John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, is with us today, and Mike Beyer is the executive director of veteran engagement and also a recipient of one of the songs that was written. We'll get to that song a little bit later on. I want to start off with a song right now. This one's called Old Glory. It was written by Cindy Morgan and Kimberly Mitchell. Now, Kimberly is a USN veteran, wrote that the song about her experience with taking Vietnam veterans to the wall during an honor flight. You want to get emotional? Listen to the music and hear the lyrics of this song on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
They boarded a flight, Old Glory, turning back time to 73. They buckled up, pretty soon they touched down. This place to most of us is hallowed ground. They went to see Lincoln, took pics on the mount, paid respects to the greatest generation of all. And they knelt at the wall and they took off their caps for their fears. Welcome home. Welcome home, welcome home.
tongues were tired and their bodies were sore. And Old Glory, she landed, and they got up for the door. A crowd of 200,000 or more. Oh, with tears and great cheers for these heroes of.
If you are not somehow touched by the song and the lyrics and the story of Kimberly Mitchell, a USN veteran, on that song, Old Glory, I'm not sure exactly what to say to you. Special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. Before we went to break and before we played that song, I was talking with John about the number of veterans that have been served through Operation Song. And John, you had mentioned that Mike may have a grasp of this as well. Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, how do you answer that? What's the number on the number of veterans that Operation Song has served?
There's ripple effects to all of this. You know, it's really hard to quantify how many we've helped. I mean, we could say, you know, we've written 815 songs since 2012, and so we can capture that. But the truth of that is some of those songs are group songs to where they were written with, you know, four or five veterans, you know, but the impact of that, you know, we count veterans served as well as veterans that, you know, have had their lives touched, or the family members who have had their lives changed through knowing their, you know, family members better. I can tell you that every time I go somewhere and I perform my song about me and my son, every single time somebody comes up afterwards and they say, man, that's me and my dad's song, or that's me and my son's song. And, you know, so many of these songs are relatable. And you mentioned earlier just about knowing the experiences. And, you know, our songs aren't always about combat experience. In fact, very few are ever about combat experience. We don't encourage that. They talk about whatever they want. But we've had the perspective of a guy who, he was a bugler, and he played, you know, he had to play taps for hundreds of funerals, you know, and you think that wouldn't impact you. You know, it was hard on him. We had another guy who, he was in mortuary affairs, something with mortuary affairs, but he was literally the last person who would interact and see the soldier after they passed away. You know, he put their uniform on him, he put their medals on him. And so there's so many different layers to this. And we're not capturing just the combat story. We're capturing the whole picture of the military from every perspective, through a child's perspective, through a spouse, a mother, a Gold Star father, everybody who serves. So it's really a great historical collection of the military and as a whole.
Stetson wrapped in cavalry, A&M to the bone. Blue-eyed kid from Albany made Texas a home. He was born to lead, he was always right up front. Burst into the fight, 'cause that's where the fight was won. He's still watching over us today. I can almost hear him say, well, the road goes on forever. It ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. Don't
sleeping Irish boy, spurs on his boots, bagpipes and fiddles with an Aggie's attitude. When the work is done and it's time for cutting loose, he'd be the first to buy a round shiner bar or two. He's still watching over us today. I can almost hear him say, well, the road goes on forever, it ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all, fortune favors the brave. Don't give up on tomorrow. Well, the road goes on forever, it ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all, fortune favors the brave. Don't give up on tomorrow. No, don't give up on tomorrow. It won't rain. It won't rain. It won't rain. It won't rain. It won't rain.
It won't rain today. Tom McElvain and Jack Clark. A song about Jack's son, LTC Todd Clark, who was killed in Afghanistan. Now the Fighter, written by Jamie Floyd and Corey Ron. It's Corey's story of her struggle as a survivor of overcoming sexual assault during her service in the Air Force. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
You wouldn't know, cause I don't say it when you push it down. Nothing changes, yeah, keeping it all inside. Won't get you to the other side. But now I know the shame I felt wasn't mine. I forgive myself. You just have to give it time. Little by little you realize pain feels big when it's happening, but it's not too big for the fighter. The fighter I believe too much. Oh, when I believe I survive, cause there's a fighter in me. On the darker days, the mirror lies. It shows me someone I don't recognize, and I forget who I am. I feel like no one understands, but the truth is there. Survive, cause there's a fighter in you. There's a fighter in you, yeah. I see the fighter in you.
The Fighter, Jamie Floyd and Corey Ron today on Mino and the Mayor and Operation Song on this 4th of July. We've got more very intense, very incredible songs to share today. More from John Foti of Operation Song and Mike Beyer of Operation Song in just a bit. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July Operation Song. We are celebrating and sharing the music from Operation Song, which is an organization that takes experiences of veterans from the United States and creates this wonderful music. And I will tell you, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, When Chase sent me this, Chase from Operation Song sent me the songs, and I had a chance to listen to them. I was obviously moved by them, but hearing them again, I moved one more time. There's a line of words, maybe there's a stanza or a line in the song, and I'm doing just fine, and then I hear that one thing, and it kind of takes me over the edge, and I can't help myself. This stuff is very powerful.
That's the power of music. And kind of like Mike mentioned, right, it's so ingrained in military. Unfortunately, I've been to a few active duty service funerals and ceremonies, you know, when I was at the 101st and in Fort Rucker, Alabama. And you kind of see that as well, too, right? Music has this ability to kind of reach through emotions and touch your heart. A lot of people won't start crying until the music comes on. Right. And you could listen to the speeches, you could listen to the family, you can watch the images, but when the music starts and now it's just you reflecting through the music on the story, on the situation, it hits deep. And so these songs are incredibly powerful. Many of them are also incredibly uplifting and inspiring and motivating. You know, some of them make you want to kick down a door and enlist in the Army yourself. Right. And so I think it takes you through the full spectrum of emotions like any music does. I joke with people all the time that we've probably written over 100 number one hits. America just doesn't know it yet. But more important to us even is the content within the song, right? So that's what's interesting about our organization is that we take veterans through this songwriting process, but the song isn't necessarily the output. The impact of the song on the family and the veteran is the output. That's what we measure. Anything beyond that is just a cherry on top. If it happens to be a great song, if it does well on Facebook or Instagram, like none of that matters as much as the change and the impact of the veteran and their family and giving them an incredible songwriting process and the outcomes from the songwriting process. And so, you know, maybe we have 100 hits that people just like you, people around the country would listen to and love and cry and cherish. But the service to the veteran and their family comes first. And now it's like opportunities for this to be able to share those songs and hope that we can impact Americans to care and understand about veterans and their sacrifices and possibly even take action to serve more veterans and their families in their communities, out of their homes, through their families or whatever the case may be.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about how our listeners today, whether they're listening live on this 4th of July to Mino and the Mayor Operation song, or maybe they're listening back to the podcast down the road. Either way, our listeners, our social media fans, how they can get involved and help Operation Song serve the veterans who have already served our country. Time for another great song. This one's called Good on My Own. It's written by Jesse Lee and Arthur Pettit. It describes Art's struggle with addiction after service and also celebrates his recovery after a career in combat as an Army Green Beret. Good on My Own on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
Here I am getting help again for what used to be my only friend. But you just left scars and whiskey dents and brought me to my knees. You morphed my mind and changed my soul. My hand shook cause I need you so. I've lost love in a pretty home with your control of me. But now I see the cold hard truth of who you are and what you do. Like a mistress, you undress all my weakness and use me up. You get a medal, you black label devil, for making this a rebel. Sorry, you know what? I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own. Without you in my morning cup, my eyes are clear when I wake up. I can finally feel, and that's enough to keep me wanting more. My kids believe the words I say, my love will stay another day. Cause I'm sober as a jay, and it ain't you I'm fighting for. Chased your high and felt your low, but I'm cutting you off and I'm letting you go. Cause like a mistress, you undress all my weakness and use me up. You get a medal, you black label devil, for making this a rebel. Sorry, you know what? I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own. Without a pill that numbs my thinking, without the handles I'd be drinking, it's a new page that I'm turning, and I like this better version. Found my mistress, and God as my witness, I'm through with all this. I've had enough. I'll take a medal, you black label devil,
cause I've passed the levels and sobered up. I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good. Thought you'd win me back, but you won't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own.
Jesse Lee and Arthur Pettit, Good on My Own, part of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will sign his big budget bill later today. Republicans in the House giving him the votes he needed to get it passed. A series of fireworks explosions across the country in the run-up to the 4th of July weekend in one Los Angeles neighborhood. 100 firefighters battled flames sparked by active fireworks stored in a garage. Firefighter David Ortiz says it spread to several other homes.
We have one person that was injured with significant injuries, was transported in critical condition, stable but critical condition due to the seriousness of her injuries. She's in her mid-30s.
In Ukraine, one of Russia's largest drone and missile strikes of the war. Several neighborhoods on fire in Kyiv and word of multiple injuries. The bombings coming hours after President Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A strike by air traffic controllers in France disrupting travel at all Paris airports. Thousands of passengers rearranging plans. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin.